It's EV News briefly for Saturday, October 4th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, let's get you up to speed. Hyundai is cutting the IONIQ 5 prices by an average of $9,155 in the US. Even more, because that's the average price, on some specs. The standard range rear-wheel drive trim comes down to $35,000 for an IONIQ 5. This is a car that is attractive, fast charging, it's a crossover, it can use Tesla superchargers, 300 miles of range on some trims. That continues to be a fantastic vehicle. More on Hyundai, by the way, in sales in a moment. Ford, their Q3 electric vehicle sales were up massively, driven by a 30% rise in Mustang Mach-E, 40% boost in F-150 Lightning. GM set a new US record with 66,500 EV sales in the third quarter of this year, a 105% year-to-date increase, obviously propelled by the federal tax credit incentives as well. GM's touting its lineup as the strongest it's ever had for electric models. The Chevrolet Equinox is the top-selling non-Tesla in the United States, over 25,000 Q3 sales and over 52,000 years so far. GM is extending the $7,500 tax credit equivalent via a dealer leasing program too. Back to Hyundai. Hyundai posted a 14% rise in US sales, not on the quarter but on September 2025. It was the IONIQ 5 achieving a September record and EV sales up 153% year over year. Volkswagen saw its US EV sales rise 230% in the third quarter of the year compared to Q3 last year. The ID4 and the new ID Buzz accounting for 17% of their total American sales. Kia's compact EV3 has sold over 75,000 units globally so far this year. It's topping sales here in the United Kingdom and South Korea as well. It's expanding into Europe, Australia and other regions. Tesla installed 4,000 new supercharger stalls worldwide in the third quarter of this year, its largest quarterly increase, and it debuted 500 kilowatt DC fast charging, a pure V4 site in California. Only Cybertrucks can take advantage of it, and to be honest with you, it's a little peak time and then it just ramps down again, so you may well use a V3 or V3.5 supercharger station, but it's still a lovely headline to have. Tesla's Shanghai built Model 3 gets a nice little iterative quality of life boost, a front bumper camera, the physical turn signal stalk as well. These updates will roll out soon to North America and European cars as well. NIO's sub-brand, more affordable Firefly, has now been seen in right-hand drive testing in the United Kingdom. That signals their impending expansion to markets like here, Australia, maybe New Zealand as well. Firefly did begin deliveries in Europe this August and will continue their rollout too. Nissan and Electrify America have partnered to launch plug and charge capability, debuting with the 2026 Nissan Leaf and expanding to additional models later. This technology allows Nissan EVs to automatically authenticate and pay for charging, which enhances driver convenience. E.ON, the electricity company, is piloting a reservation system for electric truck charging, enabling drivers and logistics companies to schedule and guarantee charging stops in advance via a web app. In logistics and movements and things like that are often known ahead of your journey. The program starts at select sites. And finally, Ireland hit its 2025 year-end target already, with 195,000 EVs sold, well ahead of schedule. And that's briefly